And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, news, the pictures are all up at SeanGreen.com. Pretty soon, you guys are going to be able to hear me on WGN Plus. So I'm going to thank the folks over there at WGN for picking me up. It's been a long ride. And one of the original... I want to say cast members, because he's been contributing to the Sean Green Show, you know, since the start. Eric Davis, the managing editor of movies.com and a contributing editor at fandango.com. He joins us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. So I want to bring him in right now and personally thank him for sticking with the Sean Green Show since pretty much in its genesis. So thanks very much for doing this.
Yeah, man. I'm glad to be here every week.
All right, great, great. So, all right, first things first. All right, earlier this week, they finally released a full photo of Jared Leto as the Joker. And I had a couple of mixed feelings about it. I personally was like, I'm like in the middle. Part of me didn't like it, but another part of me was like, okay, it's a different look. I'll go with it and see what's going to happen. What did you think about it?
I'm kind of in your court. I think it's different. I definitely think it's different. He kind of looks like some kind of, head case, former heavy metal, crazy tattoo artist, kind of like just a really freaky kind of character. So I'm curious to see sort of how maniacal they take. You know, this is a maniacal character. And I thought Heath Ledger's Joker was very well done,
yeah,
and sort of brought out that maniacal kind of nature of the character that maybe we haven't really seen yet in the campy versions that Jack Nicholson's and the campier TV version from the 60s. So this one is sort of, you know, they're ramping up that maniacal nature. And I think David Ayer, who's directing Suicide Squad, is kind of that kind of director. He sort of likes the dark side of characters and for them to get a little bit freaky. So I say I'm game. You know, I'm curious. I think some of his tattoos are a little on the nose. You know, the fact that he's got the word damaged scroll across his forehead and the ha ha ha's all over his body. But you know what? I don't know how much those are going to play into the character that he is in the movie. I have a lot of faith in Jared Leto. I think he's a really great actor. So I'm definitely curious. I mean, you can't really knock it after what Heath Ledger delivered.
Yeah.
And everybody was on that casting choice. Everybody was like, Heath Ledger, what are you talking about? Heath Ledger. So I think that you really cannot knock these choices. Let's give it some time and wait to see.
Yeah, and it's been told that they may even, that the photo that they release is probably like kind of like a fake one, and then they're going to like totally change the look up. So you never know, because I remember when Heath Ledger, when they released that very first photo of him as the Joker, and he really didn't have the makeup on. It was just, you know, Heath Ledger, you know, with the scars on his face, and people like just totally ripped him, you know, like for months on the look. And then when the movie came out, you know, it was, you know, like total opposite. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna give him a chance. And you mentioned Jack Nicholson. There's a video that's floating around of Jack Nicholson actually getting like a letter, and he's getting the picture of the of Jared Leto as the Joker in full makeup, and it's pretty funny. And what did you think about that?
Yeah, that's like kind of a new trend in videos that we're seeing. It's movie characters reacting to topical news, and that's just kind of one of many. So what they basically do is they take a scene from a Jack Nicholson movie that exists. So that's a scene from a movie where Jack Nicholson is opening up a letter, and then he cries after he reads the letter, but someone edited and inserted the Joker photo to make it look like he's crying. They just did the same thing with Matthew McConaughey in the Star Wars trailer. There's a scene in Interstellar where Matthew McConaughey is watching his family in outer space, and he's crying very heavily. And so somebody looped in the Star Wars trailer instead of his family on a TV screen, and so you see him weeping and crying. So it's kind of a new trend to insert these things and have movie characters reacting to topical news and current events. So it's not really Jack Nicholson receiving a letter of the Joker. It's a scene from one of his movies that's just cleverly edited to make it look like he's receiving the letter from the Joker.
Oh, so I totally got duped then.
You did get duped.
Now, let's talk Avengers. On movies.com, you have an article in which you said that the new Captain America villain is actually, is he in the Avengers, Age of Ultron?
No. The Captain America Civil War is a movie that's coming out next May. And that's sort of going to follow on the heels of Avengers Age of Ultron. Avengers Age of Ultron, Ultron is the villain. Ultron is sort of like an artificial intelligence robot voiced by James Spader that's created by Tony Stark Iron Man and Bruce Banner, you know, who turns into the Hulk. They create this robot in order to create something that would make it so the Avengers didn't have to exist. So if aliens came from the sky again, they would have this smart robot that can go and defeat these aliens without the superheroes needing to get, you know, their hands dirty. Of course, that backfires on them, and the robot comes after them. And sort of that's the premise for Age of Ultron. And in Captain America Civil War, they're spinning it around, and that's going to be a really interesting one. And you're referring to a news piece that I wrote about the villain in that movie is going to be this guy named Baron Zemo. And there's going to be a few villains in that movie. But basically, the idea of Captain America Civil War is that the government is pissed off about all these superheroes. And they want all superheroes to register their identities with the government, so that way the government can track their whereabouts. And then different superheroes square off. Iron Man is on one side, and Captain America is on another side of that legislation act. And they're sort of warring superhero factions, and a lot of the villains in this movie are also caught up in that sort of registration thing. So it's going to be a different spin on all of this Avengers kind of stuff. There's going to be a lot more people in it as well, and it should be interesting. It's going to be a new direction for the Marvel universe.
Yeah, and I really can't wait. And as far as movies, we just got one big movie coming out this week that we were just talking about, and that's Avengers, correct?
Yep, Avengers Age of Ultron. This is kind of your official start to the summer movie season. You know, I was even debating earlier today, when does the summer movie season start? You know, because it's hard for people to use the word summer before Memorial Day. It's really hard for people to do that. You know, they're like, it ain't summer yet until Memorial Day. So a lot of people do still feel like the summer movie season starts Memorial Day weekend. Others feel like it's now starting in the beginning of May with Avengers Age of Ultron. And it's hard to argue, because if you look at the movies that are coming before Memorial Day, Avengers Age of Ultron, Mad Max Fury Road, Pitch Perfect 2, you know, you have a lot of big movies arriving before Memorial Day weekend. So in my opinion, I think the summer movie season begins this weekend. I think Avengers Age of Ultron is going to be one of the biggest movies of the year, I would say, next to Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Those two movies are going to jockey for your biggest movie this year. I don't see anything beating Star Wars personally, but I think Avengers Age of Ultron is going to be right behind it. And if you're a fan of those movies, definitely go see it. If you like the Avengers, this is a lot more of that kind of stuff. I like to say that they took the battle at the end of the Avengers, that New York battle, and they made an entire movie of that battle, and that's Age of Ultron. So if that's the stuff that you really liked from the first Avengers, all of them together, fighting together, there's a lot of that in Age of Ultron.
All right, great, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com and a contributing editor at fandango.com. Make sure you guys check out fandango.com. If you haven't gotten your tickets, you can get them through fandango.com. Movies.com, make sure you check out all the cool articles there at movies.com. Avengers Age of Ultron opens Friday. Make sure you guys go see it. I already have my ticket. I'm going to go see it. I'll be there at midnight. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, I'm definitely going to be there. Make sure you guys follow Eric Davis on Twitter as well. It's at Eric Davis if you want to check him out. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
You got it, man.
And we'll be back right after this.